Save big money right now at Menards. Adding Knauf fiberglass insulation to your home is an effective way to keep warm and lower your utility bills by 15%. Plus, you can stack on savings with additional federal tax credits on qualifying energy-efficient upgrades. Get a roll of R13 craft-faced fiberglass insulation for $12.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times, which has a photograph of emergency workers passing the wreckage in the Potomac River after an American Airlines jet collided with a US Army helicopter. The headline: Trump blames Washington air disaster on Democratic diversity policies. I watched this press conference with Donald Trump yesterday. Absolutely bizarre. He was blaming essentially the soldiers for the crash. He was blaming the air traffic controllers for the crash. He was talking about things like dwarfism and mental health and saying that you can't have these type of people working in air traffic control. Just a really odd press conference. And pretty quickly pretty soon into the press conference, he started blaming diversity, equity and inclusion policies on this crash. He's not an air traffic collision investigator, but he seems to think he is. It was a bizarre press conference, but we've 67 people killed. We do know that the air traffic tower control staffing was not normal at the time of the crash. There's talk that there was one person who was doing the plane traffic and the helicopter traffic at the same time. So obviously something clearly went very, very badly wrong, but just bizarre that Donald Trump is blaming DEI immediately for the crash. Also on the front of the Irish Times, the government is trying to get staff in parts of the civil service to get back to the office to work, which is interesting because I was at cabinet meetings and press conferences after them where the entire meeting was about remote working and promoting it. But now the government wants to have people back to the office. The Department of Social Protection has told staff that from February, personnel will have to spend a minimum of 2 days a week in the workplace, and senior managers will have to spend 3 days in the office at least. The country's largest public sector trade union, FORSA, has said about 1,000 of its members would be affected by the proposed changes, and it is vowing to fight that. Up to now, staff in the department had to work a minimum of 1 day per week in the office. Now they'll have to do two or maybe even three. Also on the front of the Irish Times, heartbreaking story, a record number of domestic violence incidents was reported to Gardaí during Christmas week. They got 1,600 calls for help. That's a surge of a third compared with an average week. So there's an uptick. And domestic violence call-outs are already on track to increase 5 to 10% this year. And we got 61,000 calls received by Gardaí last year to do with domestic violence, a big, big problem in this country. The Irish Independent on the front page says, if you're lucky enough to be able to afford health insurance, you've been warned to brace for a string of health insurance price rises. The VHI announced its third premium hike in less than a year. Leia is now expected to raise prices in April, and there's a summer rise expected from Irish Life. I can't believe they're putting them up again. Every single time they seem to go up. There's also likely to be more increases from all health insurers by the end of the year. And if you get the calculator out, it looks like there could be an increase of €500 to the annual cost of cover for a typical family, which is similar to last year's rises. So it's an awful lot of money that you need for health insurance now. The Irish Examiner: a Cork mother of two died from total organ failure less than 3 months after starting the weight loss drug Ozempic. This is the news that Breda O'Donoghue, aged 66, suffered profound vomiting after increasing her Ozempic dose in line with her prescription, which interfered with her blood pH level so acutely that she suffered organ failure and died. And her family is now calling for more awareness around the potential side effects of these weight loss drugs. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page: the fate of almost 36,000 Ukrainian refugees living in Ireland is hanging in the balance as the new government has yet to decide whether their hosts will continue to be paid 800 quid a month. These are Ukrainians who live with host families here, and we don't know if the host families are still going to be paid. And now support groups are worried that these families and the Ukrainian refugees have been left on a cliff edge because the accommodation recognition payment runs out on March 31st, and we don't know if it's going to be extended or not. The Irish Daily Mirror disgusted the family of a hit-and-run victim killed as he waited at a bus stop have slammed an unbelievable concurrent sentence for the person who mowed him down. Kieran Fogarty was yesterday handed a 6.5-year term for the death of a UL student, Joe Drennan. He was doing journalism in UL, but Kieran Fogarty will serve this sentence alongside 8 years for a drive-by shooting. And the family say they're disgusted by the ruling. His father, Tim, this is Joe Drennan's father, Tim, said he got a free ride for killing Joe. He got nothing. The Irish Sun: cops bust Gilligan's killer coke lab. John Gilligan is back in prison after cops busted a drugs lab he was allegedly running from his Spanish home. This is drugs which were found worth up to €8 million, including bags of pink cocaine, which I've never heard of before. Well, I have heard of it, I hadn't seen it before, and there's plenty of bags of it here. And that pink cocaine was the toxic substance linked to Liam Payne's death. Police released images from the hall yesterday. Inside the papers, in the Mail, Conor McGregor has been refused planning permission in Kildare. He was planning to build a sprawling mansion in Strafford, and he'd applied to demolish his existing 5-bed home at the Paddocks in Castledillon in Strafford and replace it with a 32,000 square foot 6-bedroom family home. And KCC issued its refusal after McGregor refused to reduce the scale of the house. Obviously now it's open to Conor McGregor to appeal to An Bord Pleanála. But just to go through what he wanted to do in Strafford, so the plan was a 2-storey over-basement house complete with, right, so he wanted actually 2 swimming pools. He wanted a 19-metre indoor swimming pool and then a 21-metre outdoor swimming pool. Now, I'm from not far from Strafford. You wouldn't be going swimming outside anytime soon, but he wanted a 21-metre outdoor pool. I'm sure that'd be heated outside as well. He also wanted a cinema, and he wanted a fully sunken basement for car parking. He wanted a bar, and he wanted a games area, but that permission has been refused. And finally, if you're on the road this morning, well, we're looking at the commute, and in the Sun, rock anthem Eye of the Tiger is the top tune to listen to on the commute. More than 1 in 3 train users use Eye of the Tiger to prepare for a working day. Not surprisingly, Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 and I'm Still Standing by Elton John were also favoured by this survey carried out by the Rail Delivery Group. Pop and rock were the popular genres on the way in, if you're going in on the train, and then coming home from work, people like to listen to indie and classical to unwind. So the top 10: Eye of the Tiger, 9 to 5, Happy by Pharrell Williams, I Got a Feeling, the Black Eyed Peas, then we've got Manic Monday from the Bangles, we mentioned Elton John, I'm Still Standing, that's in sixth. Also, then we have I Want to Break Free by Queen, Lose Yourself, Eminem, Rihanna's Work is in 9th position, and I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor is 10th. So there you go, some song suggestions for you, or indeed you can listen to News Talk on your phone either. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Menards has everything you need for your next big project. Update the lighting in your garage or workspace with our great selection of utility lighting options. The High Bay Light features a 5,000 Kelvin color temperature, wet rated, and a long life over 100,000 hours, so you'll have light for whenever you need. Get the 11 inches High Bay Light for $89.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.